فاجتهد أن تكون سالما. Then at least strive to be the one who's safe. That's the one who just fulfills the fara'id and leaves off sin. وَإِيَّاكَ ثُمَّ إِيَّاكَ أَن تَكُونَ خَاسِرًا. And beware of being the third category, the loser. وَالْعَبْدُ فِي حَقِّ سَائِرِ الْعِبَادِ لَهُ ثَلَاثُ دَرَجَاتٍ. So, وَالْعَبْدُ, the slave in relation to his peers and family and friends, لَهُ ثَلَاثُ دَرَجَاتٍ, he also has three categories. So Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala never mentions deen, except that he mentions our relations with our family, friends, etc. وَالْعَبْدُ فِي حَقِّ سَائِرِ الْعَبَادِ لَهُ ثَلَاثُ دَرَجَاتٍ. الْأُولَى, the first one, أَن يَنْزِلَ فِي حَقِّهِمْ مَنْزِلَةَ الْكِرَامِ. The first category is that he, in relation to others, is on the rank of منزلت الكرام البررة, the ملائكة, who is referred to as the كرام البررة. وهو أن يسعى في أغراضهم, and this is that he strives to fulfill their needs and he strives to fulfill, to assist them. الثانية, أن ينزل منزلة البهائم والجمادات. The second category in relation to other people is that he is of the rank of bahaim, animals, wal jamadat, and inanimate objects, fi haqqihim. How so? فَلَا يَنَالُهُمْ خَيْرُهُ. He doesn't benefit them in any way. وَلَكِنْ يَكُفُّ عَنْهُمْ شَرَّهُ. But his harm won't also reach them. الثالثة, the third category is أَنْ يَنْزِلَ فِي حَقِّهِمْ مَنْزِلَةَ الْعَقَارِبِ وَالْحَيَّاتِ. That in relation to people, he is of the category of scorpions and snakes and animals, wild animals. لا يرجى خيره, there's no good that's hoped from him. ويتقى شره, and we fear evil from him. So he says, فإن لم تقدر على أن تلتحق بأفق الملائكة, if you are not capable of being in the horizons of the ملائكة, فاحذر أن تنزل عن درجة البهائم, then at least make sure that you are not in the category of the scorpions and the hayat. If you cannot benefit people, at least ensure that no harm leaves you, or no harm comes to people from us. فَإِنَّ رَضِيْتَ لِنَفْسِكَ النُّزُولَ مِنْ أَعْلَى الْعَلِيِّينَ. So now Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala speaks about the day and how we should go through our day. So he says, فَعَلَيْكَ فِي بَيَاضِ نَهَارِكَ أَنْ لَا تَشْتَغِلَ إِلَّا بِمَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Ensure every single day that you only busy yourself with those things that will benefit you. فَإِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنِ الْقِيَامِ فِي حَقِّ دِينِكَ مَعَ مُخَالَطَةِ النَّاسِ وَكُنْتَ لَا تَسْلَمْ فَالْعُزْلَةُ أَوْلَى بِكَ. If you are unable to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of people when mixing with people, وَكُنْتَ لَا تَسْلَمْ, and you are not safe, فَالْعُزْلَةُ أَوْلَى بِكَ, then seclusion is better for you. فعليك بها ففيها السلامة. Take seclusion, as in there would be salvation. فإن كانت الوساوس في العزلة تجاذبك إلى ما لا يرضي الله. If in seclusion شيطان's وسواس overtakes you, is stronger than you, overpowers you to those things that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَمْ تَقْدِرْ عَلَىٰ قَمْعِهَا بِوَظَائِفِ الْعِبَادَاتِ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالنَّوْمِ, then go to sleep. فَهَذَا أَحْسَنُ أَحْوَالِكَ وَأَحْوَالِنَا. Because this would then be the best state for you. إِذَا عَجَزْنَا عَنِ الْغَنِيمَةِ. How is this the best state for you, going to sleep? It says, إِذَا عَجَزْنَا عَنِ الْغَنِيمَةِ. If we are unable to acquire the prize, the trophy, the booty, فَرَضِينَا بِالسَّلَامَةِ, then we are at least pleased with being safe fil hazima, in a defeat. I think what's important to highlight here is, like, Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala is going completely out of his way, or at least is showing us that we need to go completely out of our way to avoid falling into sin. At no cost whatsoever did he say, your circumstances, you know, Allah will overlook it, whatever. No. He says, if you cannot fulfill your rights amongst people, then make sure you're in seclusion. If in seclusion the waswas is overpowering you to do something that doesn't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go to sleep. And then he ends off by saying, and how sorry is the state of the one who his salvation lies in his life becoming non-functional. He's speaking about the one who sleeps. Because when you're sleeping, obviously, you are not proactive, you're not functioning. So he says, how sad is the state whose salvation is only found in showing that his entire life is not functional. Idhin nawmu akhul maut, because sleep is the brother of death. There is an implicit answer that a question that I had sometime and found it in Imam al-Ghazali's works, and because I asked myself the question that if someone inclines towards a sin, and in a particular area or a particular circumstance or a particular company, he is sure that he's going to fall into that sin. And so he stays away from that company or he stays away from that area, so he doesn't do the sin. I ask myself the question, is that really the ideal situation? Because I would have assumed that the inside needs to be correct. One shouldn't incline towards sin at all. One shouldn't incline towards sin whatsoever. So the ideal situation is then to ensure that there's no inclination towards sin, like really getting to the root of it. But what Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala is showing us here is that before getting to that even, just ensure that we do not. By all means, what he doesn't mention here, but the mafhum al-mukhalafa, the reverse understanding is that if among certain company we do happen to do good, then we should take that company. If among certain company we are not able to do good, we are prone to fall into error, then we should go into seclusion. But just the idea of going out of our way to ensure that we do not fall into any error, I think that for me is the lesson that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala is giving in this section. And I'll conclude on this. I had a discussion with someone yesterday. And so, just about everyday things and how to go about certain things, especially with raising children and the society we live in today and the technology that we have today. So, some of my ideas and views, the person said it's a bit too extreme, it's not practical. And then I told the individual, this is how I see it practical. Don't have to go into the details, but the conclusion we came to in the discussion was that extreme situations require extreme action. We are living in extreme situations with regards to the call to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it that our actions are still actions that doesn't equal or combat, equal in strength or in defense, the harm that is out there? So extreme situations requires extreme action. So I told the individual, if he says it's extreme, then it's probably right. But the idea is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that bada al-islam ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban. Islam started strange and it will return to being strange. Fatuba lil-ghuraba, so glad tidings to the strangers, right? If something becomes a norm, it doesn't make it right. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to abstain from all types of sin, inward and outward. بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.